This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 13 for Wednesday, August 10th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures Canola Market is lower on Wednesday after consecutive days of rallies with pressure coming from weather and the Canadian dollar. Dry conditions with cooler temperatures are expected for Saskatchewan and Manitoba on Wednesday, while Alberta continues to deal with a mercury approaching 30 degrees Celsius. Crude oil is lower to start the day after the United States Labor Department announced that annual inflation eased off to 8.5% in July, largely due to a 20% drop in gasoline prices. Soy oil is mixed to start the day, while European rapeseed is lower and Malaysian palm oil is higher. The Canadian dollar gained 0.5 cents, putting additional pressure on canola prices. The November canola contract is down $7.30 per ton to $846.60. In the U.S., wheat, corn, and soybeans are all on the upside, as buyers anticipate lower average yields reported in the USDA's monthly supply-demand estimates to be released on Friday. Harvests for both winter and spring wheat varieties are lagging in some areas, including Washington, Idaho, and Oregon for the former, and North Dakota for the latter. Ukraine's Ag Ministry said it estimates the country exported 412,000 tons of wheat in July. Meanwhile, Japan has reported a purchase of nearly 83,000 tons of U.S. and Canadian wheat in their tender. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 19 cents U.S. per bushel to $8.01. The September hard red wheat contract is up 20 cents U.S. to $8.71. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 14 cents U.S. to $9.06. The corn continues to deal with dry conditions in the central U.S. with very little rain and below normal temperatures forecast over the next week or so. Ukraine estimated that it exported 1.1 million tons of corn in July, while the USDA announced Tuesday morning a sale of 133,000 tons of corn to China. The September corn contract is up 13 cents U.S. per bushel to $6.29. Despite mixed veg oil prices and declining crude oil prices, soybeans are rallying by the double digits, with the August contract hitting a new high over the past few hours. Soybeans appear to be propped up by rising prices in soy meal, while upcoming dry and cool weather conditions should also have an effect on prices. The August soybean contract is up 29 cents U.S. per bushel to $17.22. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 10th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.